Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden will be trying tonight in his State of the Union address to tout his legislative record while also talking about what still needs to be done. NPR's Asma Khalid says the White House is reporting one message the president will be sending tonight is that the country needs to, quote, finish the job.
In newly released excerpts of the speech from the White House, it is clear the president will continue to make the economy part of his pitch. He'll speak about a, quote, blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America and says his economic plan is about investing in places and people that have been forgotten. It's a reference to a line famously used by Franklin Roosevelt that was later echoed by former President Donald Trump. The president will also highlight tonight the need to do more to combat gun violence and pass police reform legislation. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The U.S. is supporting the potential sale of a long-range rocket system to Poland in a deal that could be worth up to $10 billion. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Poland is seeking to strengthen its own defenses due to the war in neighboring Ukraine.
The Pentagon said the planned sale would be for HIMARS, a cutting-edge rocket system that Ukraine is already using effectively in its fight against Russia. The Pentagon noted that the 18 HIMARS, along with ammunition and other equipment, would help Poland modernize its military and protect against regional threats. The U.S. Congress must still sign off on the deal. Poland is ramping up military spending and has signed a number of arms deals recently. Poland is a strong supporter of Ukraine and is hosting millions of Ukrainian refugees who fled their homeland after Russia invaded last year. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Testimony during the high-profile trial of a former Mexican official has now implicated a former president in the drug trade. NPR's Eder Peralta reports former President Felipe Calderon denies the accusations.
Genaro Garcia Luna, who was once Mexico's security chief, is charged with taking bribes from drug lords. And his trial in New York has been full of explosive allegations that expose how the government works to protect drug cartels across Mexico. Now, a former prosecutor who was convicted of drug trafficking himself has testified that former President Felipe Calderon ordered authorities to protect members of the powerful Sinaloa cartel. Edgar Veitia testified Calderon wanted the government to take El Chapo Guzman's side in a cartel war. In a statement, former President Calderon dismisses the allegations as absurd. He writes, quote, I have never made any deals with criminals. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at the Economic Club of Washington today, said if the job market further strengthens in the coming months or inflation shows signs of accelerating, the central bank may have to raise its benchmark interest rate. The January jobs number came in at 517,000. Stocks still gain ground, though. The Dow up 265 points. This is NPR. The New York Philharmonic, America's oldest orchestra, announced that Venezuelan-born conductor Gustavo Dudamel will become its new music director, beginning with the 2026-27 season. Jeff London reports.
It's a little bit like the classical music version of a blockbuster trade. Gustavo Dudamel, the vibrant music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, will switch podiums to lead the New York Philharmonic in its newly renovated Lincoln Center home in the fall of 2026. 42-year-old Dudamel replaces Jaap van Zweden to become the 27th music director in the orchestra's history, following in the footsteps of Gustav Mahler and Leonard Bernstein, among others. He'll be music director designate in 2025-26. Dudamel also holds similar posts with the Paris National Opera and the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra in Venezuela. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The Navy is continuing efforts to recover bits of a suspected Chinese spy balloon shot up off the east coast of South Carolina over the weekend. New images released by the Navy showing sailors from an ordnance disposal group leaving an inflatable boat and pulling aboard large swaths of the balloon's white outer fabric. Navy has also been using vessels to search the seafloor for remaining pieces to allow U.S. analysts to get a closer look at the technology aboard. Crude oil futures prices gained ground for a second straight session. Oil up more than $3 a barrel today to settle at $77.14 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.